I have one word to say to every last one of you. Did not sound anything like him. Come on. Do better. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. All right, so hour number three on a Friday, always a great hour for a number of reasons. Number one, we start the hour with James Kelly, Big Head Betts. I've got at least one smack-off legend on hold. Stay there. You know who you are. If not, phone lines are open. I mentioned yesterday, Friday would be a just perfect day for me to give out a golden ticket. You're not going to get it if you don't call. Like, you can't absorb one. You can't find one in the street. You have to earn it. 1-800-636-8686. You can't go to the convenience store like Charlie and just pull a golden ticket and have his old-ass grandfather, the deadbeat, Grandpa Joe, be kicking up his heels and getting out of bed.
Grandpa, look at Augustus.
It's here. But you have to come and get it. You got to earn it. So that's coming up too. Alvy's Ionic week that was. He's running a streak of about 8,000 in a row that murder. And ATP, which I need as well. Episode 221 of the Jim Rome Podcast with Tracy McGrady is one of my favorites. It's so good. So good to get caught up with T-Mac. He had some great, great thoughts and takes. So look for that over the weekend. And I will get phone calls in. But it is time. It's Friday, which means we are going to roll the big head out. Time for James Kelly to punch the clock, the one and only time he does all week long, and hopefully make good on my investment in him by coming in here with some legitimate intel while at the same time committing first-degree murder to the English language. And on top of that, finds a way to help us get paid. Head, what's up? How you feeling?
A little nervous having to follow that legend and his big rooster, but I'm here, Jim, and I'll do my best.
Dude, he sounded nothing like him. Why do you say that?
I don't know. I'm pretty good at deciphering that stuff. I worked at Radio Shack back in the day. He sounds pretty much like the Chicken Man to me.
You're one of those guys from Radio Shack,
one of those guys from Radio Shack. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so why don't we start? You're wrong. So why don't we start with the association head? Okay. Now, I'm not going to lie. I've got a background and a thought or two about this coming into the weekend. Number one, much of what we've seen of late across the board as it relates to the association, the product, has been ass. Mm-hmm. Bad games. Bad product. I expect
cereal
a hell of a lot
ass.
More in terms. Say it again.
That was cereal Alvin ass. Playing that. Yep.
That's my earbuds popping out. All right, I was going to tell you, man, shut your mouth. Stop interrupting me, but it was Alvin.
Cereal
it was you on tape.
Ass.
Yeah, my bad. It's really weird. You sound exactly the same on tape as you do live.
How about that?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, what I'm saying is bad product, ass product, and it should not be this bad and this ass-like this far into the postseason. Mm-hmm. My second thought, my NBA picks of late have been near as ass-like as the product itself. I expect a lot more from myself as we get further into the postseason. I'm going to get better. However, I feel like the James Larden of gambling of late, a shot player who's not nearly what he used to be for whatever reason. Well, actually, Big Head, I know the reasons. He's not what he once was because he eats and drinks too much and does not work hard enough. I'm not nearly the gambler I once was because, well, that gambling game is hard, dog. Mm-hmm. But unlike Harden, I know I'm going to bounce back. Generally, how are you feeling about things heading into the NBA weekend?
So I went from absolute fire to getting my dome kicked in of late, but we're going to bounce back, and that consistent ass product, I agree 100% on the NBA so far.
Cereal
but we're
going
to bounce back. I feel great. Let's do this.
So you've been getting your dome kicked in?
Dome
Dude,
kicked
you,
in, man.
You could, you, that dome could get hit by an 18-wheeler, and you wouldn't even feel it.
Well,
what
I
mean?
Could take punishment, and that's why I'm never going to quit, Jim.
Yeah,
could take punishment.
Not dead, can't quit. Not
that's
dead,
it.
Can't quit. Let's get Celtics-Bucks. The Celtics had picked a horrible time to have a horrible quarter. They were up 14 in the fourth. They were at home. They had a chance to take control of that series. Then they go right into the tank. Milwaukee has a chance to finish them tonight at home. The champs were in the house in Game 5, at least in the fourth quarter. The question is, Head, will they be once again tonight, or do the Celtics man the hell up and bounce back? What is the number? What is your play?
The number is Bucks minus 1.5. I took them to win the series 2 weeks ago, Jim, at plus 175. I have to stay with them here. Look, man, Grayson Allen and Drew Holiday have to step on the step up on the offensive side of the ball tonight and help Giannis. They missed Chris Middleton horribly. In three games Middleton missed against Chicago, Jim, Allen averaged over 20 points a game. Against Boston, he's averaging just six. And Holiday, of course, he's been incredible on defense. We all know that, but he's also shooting 34% from the field in the series. One more key tonight, the Bucks small ball lineup. It's working with Big Bob Portis. He had seven offensive rebounds last game. I love that. I hope they run that out there again tonight. The against the spread numbers are in favor of Boston, though, right now. They are 6-0-1 in their last seven as a road
dog. Ouch. Yes.
All of the against the spread numbers are for Boston tonight, but I'm going Bucks in Pound Town minus 1.5.
You know what? You're right. I don't like any of the spread numbers for the Bucks. I love the spread numbers for Boston. Shoot me straight on this. Do you feel good about the Bucks, or are you staying consistent with them because you have them for the series plus 175?
I feel good about the Bucks. I mean, the winner of this is going to go to the NBA Finals. I feel great about that. But Boston is a hell of a lot better than I gave them credit for, from 2-8 depth-wise, scoring-wise. They're just outplaying Milwaukee right now. So, tough, tough game.
All right, so my thought is they are the champs for a reason. They showed it on the road and overcoming a lot of adversity in a really hostile barn. I don't think they want to go back there. They know what's at stake. Boston is not going to choke again, but I think they go out on their sword. It says here, they're going down. I'm going to take Milwaukee to handle their bleep in their house. I'm going to lay the 1.5. Milwaukee's definitely been shaky at times, but they've been at their best when they've needed to be at their best. It says right here, they will be tonight. I'm with you. All right, Golden State and Memphis. I'm still trying to figure out, Head, what the hell happened to the Dubs in Game 5. No shame in losing to Memphis, even Memphis without Ja Morant, but a hell of a lot of shame in losing to them the way they did. Without Ja Morant, by getting blown the hell out. Mm-hmm. I mean, even that's not fair. You have to get off the bus in order to get blown the hell out. They didn't even do that. My question for you, was that one really bad night and that'll happen? Or are they legitimately in trouble because we know they do not want to go back to Memphis for Game 7? Mm-hmm. Talk to me. What's the number? Who do you like?
The number is fat. It's minus 8, and Golden State is favored by minus 8 at home. I will actually take Golden State. I think it was a one-off, but you have to give credit to Memphis. They've gone big without Ja and is throwing the Warriors off. They need to find a lineup that can handle that size or offset it some ways. The Warriors miss Ja, too, on defense because they can't attack anybody. The keys tonight for Golden State are Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. Dre has to hit some jumpers and get those big guys out of the paint. And Poole, without Ja, he's made 5 of 18 shots the past two games and turned the ball over 8 times. He does play better at home, though, so I like that. And if Golden State, Jim, could cut down on the turnovers, which they've had a problem all season long, but the last two games, 38 turnovers in the last two games, I think if they cut that down, God, they win, they cover. Another series is over tonight, Warriors minus 8.
38 turnovers.
In the last two games.
In the last two games. Like, Head, I don't even know you anymore. I've never known you to turn down that kind of value. 8 is a fat, fat number.
I know it is big.
I'll tell you what, the Dubs, they've got that championship DNA, but them laying down the way they did and completely disrespecting and underestimating Memphis because they didn't have Ja was pretty alarming to me and completely inexcusable for that very reason, that they have the championship DNA. Like, I can't even believe the effort or the zero effort that they showed in that game.
Not good. That said,
I'm with you. I'm going to roll with them. I'm going to even lay the points tonight. If I said that I felt great about it, it would be a lie, but I will do so. Warriors minus 8. We're on the same page. All right. The NFL schedule is, you know, that release is like a national holiday for some.
Yep.
I said that it was not my favorite thing in the world. We had Mike North on. Does not sound like the Chicken Man. I thought his energy level was great. Here's an idea, Head. Why don't we hit some more over-unders? In fact, why don't we isolate one division, say, the NFC East? Does that work for you?
Hell yes, it works for me.
Good, because we were going to do it either way.
Wonderful.
Give me the NFC East. Why don't we start with the Cowboys? They're always the team to beat in the East, and they always disappoint. What is their number, and is this the year Dallas finally gets it done? Or is that never going to happen with Jarrah aging out and Mike McCarthy fatting out and the two of them slumber partying it out?
So the number of wins is the third highest of all NFL teams, actually, at 10.5 for the season. I'll say yes, they get the over, actually, but no to finally getting it done in the playoffs. Once McCarthy gets to the playoffs, he will larden that ship, I assume, Jim. But for the win total this year, the NFC East has the easiest schedules of any teams. They play the ass AFC South and the non-Green Bay Packers ass of the NFC North. And for the Cowboys, two of their three toughest games, they're all at home, and they start with Tampa and Cincy, so that's good for them. Now, they have lost a lot of talent in the offseason, but I think they actually let the right guys go. Amari Cooper is gone, but CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, and third-round pick who you had on, Jalen Tolbert, can take that workload. Also, they lost Connor Williams on that very good line, but I think they put first-round pick Tyler Smith there. That's an upgrade. Losing Randy Gregory in the way they did, that will hurt, but they have pass rushers. Dante Fowler is there now. DeMarcus Lawrence will be healthy. And that freak, that Micah Parsons, he could do anything they ask. The roster is good. The coach is not, but over 10.5 wins here.
I thought you were going to run down every single guy on that roster.
Dude, I love it. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Head, remember that time you and I had a business meeting in Vegas and it was a really important client and then you showed up dropping F-bombs and had your feet up on the desk and you were looking for cocktails?
That's
in a
right.
business meeting? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Very fun.
Yep. Anyway, Philly fan, I know it's been
cold
a hell of a ride.
Too. Sorry.
The last several weeks for Philly fan have been wild. A hell of a ride, and by hell of a ride, I mean hella bad. But I'm a big fan of what the Eagles have done in the postseason. In other words, Howie Roseman's been doing Howie Roseman things. Question, of course, is where'd he come out on Jalen Hurts? Like, I like Jalen as a dude. I like his character. I like his grind. I even like his ability to lead and make guys around him better and follow. I just don't know that he's that transcending guy or that he ever will be. The question is, do they need him to be that guy to go where they want to go? They're interesting to me. Are they interesting to you?
Yeah, they are. I don't see Hurts getting them to the promised land. I love the kid. I love his makeup. I love his character. I don't love him throwing a football. Can they get the 9.5 over wins here? Yes, I think they can, regardless of Hurts. Howie Roseman has set up this roster nicely. I feel like he's doing that Bucks, Rams, and Broncos mold. Build a hell of a roster and see if Hurts might be able to succeed, and if he doesn't, he has the ammunition actually next year for two first-round picks to improve his quarterback position. But for this season, they play a weak-ass schedule, Jim. They have one real Super Bowl-winning team on it, the Packers. One team that I think can win the Super Bowl on that roster. Their lines are elite. They added A.J. Brown to go along with Devontae Smith, and their draft class is very, very good, and not one of them is guaranteed to be a starter. That speaks to the depth they have here. Over 9.5 wins, even with Hurts.
All right, so over 9.5 for Philadelphia. As long as we're taking a trip down memory lane, do you remember that time you came on this show and you butchered the English language?
That's every Friday for the last 2.5
That's kind of what I'm getting at. All right, so let's go to the Commanders.
Ready, Fantasy Hawks, too.
I want to trust the Commanders because I'm a big Ron Rivera guy. I think most people know that about me. There are things that I actually do like on that roster, but there's just something about them. There's something about them that makes me question them, and I can't quite put my finger on it. There's something. Oh, yeah, I can. Carson Wentz. I don't trust him at all. Do you? And what is their over-under, and how are you playing it?
So the over-under is actually 8 here, positive. The one team they get from the NFC North on that schedule is the Fail Clowns, and their two toughest games are at home against the Packers and the Browns. The Carson Wentz question, no, that's the negative. I do not trust that guy, but he has weapons. Terry McLaurin is elite. They drafted Jahan Dotson in the first round. He's a damn good football player, too. Also, that line, it doesn't look great on paper, but they can block at a high level. They're one of the NFL's best. Now, the question is that supposed next elite outside of Wentz, of course, that elite pass rush last season that was one of the biggest disappointments in football that allowed over 250 yards passing and pass rush numbers in the bottom 10 of almost every metric. They have the talent. I expect them to be better. If they play better, they can get this. I think they will. Let's go over again.
Whoa.
Because of the NFC East. Over on all three of these so far, Washington at 8.
Damn, Head. All yep. three over. Hey, listen, dude, before I go to the Giants really quickly, I just had another thought. Remember that time you came on this show and told me that you were building a dog wash into your car wash?
Yeah, I do. That's right. Yep.
How's that
Surfing
going?
Says Carl. It's
How's
going
that
good.
Going? It's going okay, good. Okay, good, yeah. good. All right, so what about the Giants? They could not have been any worse or any more arrogant or any more out of touch than they were last year. Coaches always talk about setting the tone, talk about their culture. Well, that was a culture of arrogance, being out of touch, underachieving, and lacking in any sort of accountability and ownership. And it all started with that one guy setting that horrible tone, the latest in a long line of hoodie wannabes, Joe Judge. But he's gone. Brian Daboll is in right now. Strong offensive mind, to be sure, but you never know how somebody like that is going to fare when they get their first call up, especially in that market. I will say, him walking through that door on day one and Judge walking out is an immediate improvement. But what do you do with the Giants? I mean, would you really tell me, Head, that every one of those teams is going to be over on the over-under this year?
No, I wouldn't tell you that part.
Good.
So that point, though, the coach thing, the first-year coach and the new energy, it's huge. Players normally play above their talent under a new coach at first, unless you're Perv. So I do like the point on Daboll. But regardless of him, that offense is still not good. They are better than the incompetent unit that averaged about 6.5 points a game their last six games, but they won't strike fear in anybody, Jim. Dimes and an unreliable Barkley with an improved line, but marginal at that. I don't like that. Also, Kadarius Toney, he's their best wideout, and I think he was in trade rumors, so that's not a good thing either. The pass rush will be better for them, but that secondary will struggle. They have only two proven starters there now that they let James Bradberry go. The number is 7 wins on the season. I'm going to go under on that one. So that is my under.
Sorry, Giants fan. There is so much meat in this segment. We've hit tonight's NBA action. We hit the entire NFC East over under futures. I'll tell you what, I'm greedy. Before I let you go, because you've made a lot of money in the NHL in the postseason, on the way out the door, hit me with some puck. Do you see anything on the ice that you like tonight?
Yeah, we're going money lines, not puck lines tonight, Jim. We're going to play the Rangers, Florida, and Calgary tonight. Two of the three series are ending. New York needs some veterans to step up and help that young kid line. The Flames have almost 60 more shot attempts in the series than the Stars do. I'm hoping they finally broke them. And maybe the Panthers, who have the highest scoring offense in hockey, can finally get a power play goal. Right now they are 0 for the series, but we're going Florida, Rangers, and Calgary.
Well, damn, Head, maybe you do work more than one day a week.
We're betting it
all back, top to bottom, then put it up on Twitter, just in case they joined us late. Who are you hitting tonight?
NBA tonight, Bucks -1.5, the Celtics, Warriors -8 against the Memphis Grizzlies. Seasons over, under for NFL, Dallas over 10.5 wins, Philly over 9.5 wins, Washington over 8 wins, Giants under 7 wins. Tonight, money line in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the Rangers, Flames, and Panthers.
Dude, are you exhausted? What do you do when that segment's over?
I don't know. Good point.
Why don't you go work on that dog wash that you're building?
Hey, nice. I gotta meet the electrician, so maybe that's good.
All right, nice job, Head. Well done. Great job. All right, so he gave us NBA picks for tonight. He gave us over-unders for the entire NFC East, future bets, and also some NHL on the way out the door. As always, give me your thoughts. Hey, listen, some of you haters are like, y'all don't know what the hell you're talking about. Good. Good. By the way, you might even be right. Fade us. Fade us. Listen to what the Head and I say and do the opposite if you're here to hate and you don't know or you think we don't know what we're talking about. We'll own that. I said it myself going into the segment where I said, man, I can't get anything right. I was on a run and I felt great about me. And all of a sudden I started thinking, hey, this gambling game, it's not so hard, dog. You get humbled. You get humbled quickly. Use it for that. Use it for entertainment. Do what you want with it, but we do it every single Friday. It's fun, man. That was a fat, fat, fat segment with good content. And let me reiterate, that's premium content. That's not a couple of guys talking out their ass. Premium content. I put our numbers up against some of the pros, a lot of the pros. You get entertainment value, and you get it for free. F-R-E-E. It may not always be like that. Take advantage of it. You don't think that I'm not shopping that product around? That's premium content for free. Hit us up. Good job, Big Head. Well done. When we return, I mentioned a Smack Off legend on hold. I will get to that. If you want to get on the air, I've done a lot of what I want to get done today, so go ahead, hit us up. 1-800-636-8686. The weather. It's so nice. I walked out of my box last segment. The sun is out. It's warm. It stays light later. You know what that means? Get that cigar and that drink outside. I keep telling you to do it, and I would never do something or not do something myself that I told you to do. So I did it last weekend. It was so great. Got my cigar, got my pop, went outside, lived up to all the hype. Do it. Famous Smoke Shop can get you there. It's stress-free cigar shopping at Famous Smoke because every single cigar is guaranteed fresh. And Famous Smoke Shop was recently named the best place to buy cigars online by Cool Material and Cigar World. And they've got an enormous selection of over 1,000 brands. You'll find amazing deals on everyday cigars and highly rated classics, depending on what you want. Here's an opportunity. Save $10 off your purchase of $50 or more when you go to famous-smoke.com. Famous-smoke.com. Use the code ROME10 at checkout and save $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. And if you want your favorite cigars delivered quickly and guaranteed fresh, it's got to be from famous-smoke.com. Great cigar deals only at famous-smoke.com. Remember to use that promo code ROME and the number 10, famous-smoke.com, promo code Rome 10. And remember, they are our title sponsor for the Smack Off. They're putting up the money, yo. There is no Smack Off without Famous Smoke Shop.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Once we get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry. 24/7 support, free access to product specialists and an experienced staff. With over 250 local branches, call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. All right, so quickly, some reaction. At Cooter Cletus tweets, I see what you did there. Alvy the Great worked his magic on the board so we could hear a difference. No, dude. Alvy did not do anything or manipulate anything or edit or change anything. He put two people side by side so we could compare them. He didn't do anything to try to make an argument or to advance our own agenda. Hey, Cletus, you nailed it. You're on to us, Cletus. Way to go, bro. Way smarter than I gave you credit for. The Chicken Man, known for his rooster takes, is actually the 20-year VP of broadcast planning for the NFL. Way to go, Cletus. Sorry, NFL. Sorry, Mike North. Sorry that the secret and cat are out of the bag and we've been exposed. Cletus cracked the code. Cletus figured it out. Damn you, Cletus. I can't believe it. Cletus, of all people, the guy to expose the NFL for what it is. That's not Mike North. That's the Chicken Man. Or that's not the Chicken Man. That's Mike North. Or neither one of them or the other. Nice try with that, Cletus. He didn't do anything to make them sound different. They just sound different. They don't sound anything alike. Romy, conspiracy theory here. If you play The Ladies Love Me and I Have a Big Rooster, bagawk, backwards, it says, I am Mike North. Geoff and Lincoln. All right, I'll bite, Geoff. Alvin, are you able to do so? Yeah, I don't think that sounded like I am Mike North. That'd be the equivalent of I'm Mike North. Mike North. Mike North. Quote, conspiracy theory here. If you play the ladies love me and I've got a big rooster, backwards, it says, I am Mike North. You know it doesn't, Geoff. If I play Geoff in Lincoln backwards, it says, stop sending me bullcrap. Hey, Jim, Doc Rivers should get run off. He should not be allowed to keep getting chance after chance based on a ring he won years ago. Signed, Mike McCarthy and Eric Silkinson.
I do have some name recognition.
That's well done. How about this guy? Stu in Manhattan's back. Stu in Manhattan went away for years, and then all of a sudden he's back now with something of a vengeance. Dear Jim, you're right. Philly is an amazing town if you're a great coach or athlete. It's also great if you're one of us. Sincerely, fist fights, IQs below 70, irrelevance, breakfast meal deals that include a 40 of malt liquor, pet ferrets, fake gold necklaces, and 40-year-olds trying to break into MMA. Stu in Manhattan, like, that's the kind of email that Stu in Manhattan used to send back in 1998. And then all of a sudden, he reemerges in 2020, and he's got the same brand. You know, the best smack is timeless. Stu, that right there, not really. It's all right, though. It's good to have you back, Stuart. It's good to have you back. All right. Let's go to the phones. I mentioned that I had a smack-off legend, and I do. If it were anybody else, I'd make him wait through the break. But instead, I'm going to make Rich Ackerman wait through the call. Let's go to Mark in Hollywood. What's going on, Mark?
Yo, Stu, you suck, bro. You should have stayed retired. Jim, yo, I wasn't really planning on calling until the smack after my RSVP, until I heard Irate Craig's roommate, Matt in L.A., take a run at me yesterday. So I thought I'd light his bum ass on fire. Yo, you gotta love how Matt laid me out. You know, his pea brain thinking that he was insulting me. Mark in Hollywood is a D-list actor, which means I have a job that pays more than most vocations, and I don't wash windows under the overpass. And his studio apartment, which means I have a home rather than Matt paying rent to live in a gas station bathroom. And his cat food, which I don't even know what the hell that meant. I guess it means I can afford a pet, and I can feed that pet. Ergo, I can feed myself, unlike Matt, who has to go dumpster diving behind McDonald's with Lenny Dykstra. Were Matt in L.A. using a public water fountain as a duvet? Listen, Matt, you boot-licking coward. You're nothing but a knockoff Vic and a slightly more sober Fabian. Either way, you're a crappy caller. Your takes are like listening to the burp fart on a loop, and your face looks like the 405 during rush hour, a chaotic mess with a lot of potholes. Oh, and by the way, John in New York, I heard you and your slurred speech patterns try and take a run at me on Wednesday as well. John, everyone knows your New York accent ain't real, Brian Kelly. Jim, you know this fake bitch really lives in T-Neck, New Jersey, and he's too traumatized to step foot in the city ever since he destroyed his life in the 70s turning tricks in Times Square. No more tread on those tires, eh, John? You used up trollop? It's kind of like a slip and slide at this point, am I right? Jim, how was it to stand on stage at the Hall of Fame, one of the proudest moments of your entire life, and to look out into the audience, see your beautiful family, and then look over to see a stinky, drooling, lumpy Hudson River garbage barge named John in New York? Stop calling John, you stroke victim, because the jungle already has a grammar-deficient clown named Matt in L.A. But, Jim, now that I think about it, I'm kind of glad both John and Matt called and took a run at me this week, and they made it easy for me. It's like these bitches are lined up. And you know what this was called? Two skanks, one shot. Heat check.
I'm kind of glad they called, too, Matt. Rakim? Mark, I should say. Kind of glad that Matt called and John called. Mark in Hollywood. So Mark just said it. I was not going to call again until the smack off after my RSVP call. But these two guys thought it was going to be okay to come in here and take a run at me. And it wasn't. And he's right. It wasn't. Now, I know Matt. Matt's already trying to call back. Matt literally is probably on hold already. You did not. Chalks like I just talked to him. He's already on. You can't say that Matt does not respond quickly. Let's go there right now. He wants to explain what he meant by the cat food smack. He at least deserves that right. This guy was on hold before the call was even over. Matt in L.A. was already on hold before the call was even older. Matt, what's going on?
What up, Romy? Hey, Mark, I know you're listening right now. When you go through puberty, get at me, all right? And yes, that cat food blast, it didn't mean that you had a pet like one of those crazy kooks that feeds the cats at the park, although you probably do. It's because you're too broke to eat real food, bro. That's Catterday meal option for you, basically every day, with your bum ass. Dog, we all know extras get paid like $50 a day, homie. I can make $50 an hour, all right? So you can at me whatever you want, but you're a smack-off chump because you won it when there wasn't no money being given out. So I know that's why you're chasing so much. Outro.
Here you go, man. He came right back in. I'll give it to Matt. He did call right away with a reaction. And I was right when I said, I'm not exactly sure what that cat food smack meant, but I think that what he's saying is Mark does not make enough money to shop for legitimate food at his store and therefore has to buy cat food. Hey, Matt, most of all, thank you very much for that clarification. I mean, I knew it. Dry food or wet food? Purina or, I don't know. I bring this up because our cats, it's incredible how finicky they are. Cody the Ragdoll Legend and Sapphire, the stuff they'll eat and the stuff they won't eat. Hey, Mark, you like that? Like, Cody the Ragdoll is just all up in my grill screaming at me, feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me. And then I do. And he's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But thanks for the point of clarification, Matt. Matt's like, oh, yeah, no, that's what I meant. I meant that he can't afford actual food, therefore he eats cat food. Why do you think he's going so hard for the Smackoff title? Because he won his when there was no money. You got to give it to Matt. I mean, he may never, ever win any of those exchanges, but he's always right there to exchange. Matt will take three to land one. But he didn't even make it halfway. Like, Mark didn't even finish his call before Matt was up in here. And to make your other, or to address your other point, Mark, I have to admit, when I was up at that stage or the dais or the podium, and I looked over that great room, the Hall of Fame, the Radio Hall of Fame, and to your point, I saw my beautiful family. I saw the XR4TI there representing me. I saw my mother, some of my best friends. I did not look out and see some lumpy barge from the Hudson River. I didn't see John. He was there. I felt John's presence. I felt the energy, and I like that energy. But no, quote, I did not see that stroke victim. Damn, Mark, harsh much? Save some for the day of. It must be Smackoff season, man. Fools are getting smoked. Suckers are getting lit up and snot bubbled. Mark and Hollywood feeling it. What else they say about Matt? He's like a cheap knockoff Vic and NoCal. How about Matt? When Matt came in here and said, come on, bro. Come on, Mark. You know that D-listers and extras get $50 a day. I make $50 an hour. How'd that taste? How'd that taste, Mark?
Tell me how my ass tastes.
My man flexing on his $50 an hour. That's it. You tell him, bro. Tell me how my ass tastes. Tell me how my $50 an hour tastes, man. It's a big number right there. I like it. All right, when we come back.
You like that?
Is there more? Is there more of that? Is there more where that came from? I hope so. It's Smackoff season. Albie's Week That Was is coming up for sure. ATP coming up. Sports update, though, before all of that. And here it is. Here is Rich Ackerman. Albie, Zonic Week to Was coming up in a moment. First, the ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hi, Jim. Do you know if Flight Deck's Dome won the audition for the aircraft carrier scenes in Top Gun 2? I'm not sure how that went. Mark in Scottsdale. You know what I should have done? On the Reinvention Project last week, I had Joel Thor Neve. And he's a former F-15 fighter pilot. I should have asked him what it was like to land his craft on Flight Deck's head. Jimmers, is there a family heirloom that your pops passed to you? If so, who are you going to pass it down to? And why won't it be Logan? Thanks, Abigail. You know what? No. Strangely, no. My father, I have nothing of his. He had an autograph book that was incredible because he grew up in Boston, used to go to Fenway Park. He had an autograph book that had, I mean, literally crazy autographs like Babe Ruth, Connie Mack, Bobby Doerr, stuff like that. And then he like wrote over them, like messed it all up, like crazy stuff. Leo DeRocher, like he was all about that life. Patrick writes, Yimmy, Pat Benatar or Stevie Nicks? Dude, for real? Hate that question. That is so, Pat Benatar, dude. Not really about Stevie. Not really about Fleetwood Mac at all, actually. Pat Benatar all day long. Albie, you ready? Roll it.
Listen, clones. This is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brian Weber on
no!
Seattle Sports Radio.
No! Weber again!
Yeah. Look who's back. Who's the new guy?
It was only one day.
Nice to be here. Very obviously, if I'm missing a Monday show coming off a weekend like that, I've got a very good reason to do so. And the reason was not I woke up and decided, yeah, not feeling it.
Can't do it,
not coming
baby.
To work. Nope.
Can't do it.
I had a much better reason than that, and I will get to it a little bit later on. In the meantime, I'm just trying to reset myself. I mean, damn, Weber, what'd you do around
here? The bank is open on a Saturday.
Yeah! Horford!
Al, put a sign on Giannis's forehead. Welcome to Pound Town.
Something switch.
Al did to Giannis what the pantry does to me several times a week. Kick my ass. I mean, I guess I could have ignored that jury duty notice the way so many of you apparently do. I was not at the beach. I was not on my hog. You are all free to leave. Your jury obligations are now complete. And I'm like, wait, what? You are not the juror. It's like a Maury episode for me.
Jim, I kind of like the idea of you being the foreman of the jury.
Rick Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Goosebumps.
Gracious.
I mean this. Biggest underdog ever. Biggest upset ever. Buster Douglas. 42-1 when he iced Iron Mike. Rich Strike was nearly double that. Kevin Weeks.
Feeling great, Romy. What about you? The Derby's over, so how are you doing now that the Derby's back?
A classic case of horse rage.
You'll be my court guard. I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Giannis when you call me. You can call me out. Just not afraid, man. Really new. Take me out of the Hall of Fame.
And the 91-year-old sex therapist is telling you to go home and try another position. That's when you know you've made it, Jim.
And it beat it. Down. They hit him in the face, right, and there was face. No foul.
That's
Doc Rivers is out on the court.
This guy can't handle the result of an MVP ballot. I mean, stop with that.
Lose situation for me.
They were garbage. They all played like hell, but not because he didn't win the MVP. Stop with that.
Listen, clones, it's time for you to become a legend and win.
Saturday. Live from the Coliseum, Monster Truck Madness. Goliath meets Big Ben.
Known as the Jungle.
Engineered by Alvin. Screened out by Chalk. Ritz Bald.
Jungle.
My beef is when you microwave your caviar at lunch. Sign the XR4TI. My caviar has never seen the inside of a microwave. Hey, what's poppin', Twitter?
Why aren't Jerry and the Butt Slam on WYXT in Nebraska getting paid? Please. You do the math, I'll do the jungle. Consider this my RSVP for the smack-off.
Cat food, Mark.
Email.
Athletic trainer Kevin Johnson, who celebrated a birthday today, runs over to Joel. He got hit.
That birthday announcement wasn't awkward at all. Sign parents who announced they are divorcing on Christmas morning.
Yeah, my beef, Top Gun 2.
I feel the need.
I
feel I need to pee.
Tyrann Mathieu is my guest.
You know, this is not the first time this has happened to me. You know, Jim, you know, I'm getting ready to play for my 14. You would like for everything to go your way, but it's no real challenge in that, you know? So keep writing the story, Jim.
Email.
We were all young. Heartache to heartache we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a honey badger feel.
Honey badger.
We're talking to Ryan Dame.
So the focus has to be on development. Can't be just about trying to get to the NFL. Every day is just got to maximize each day and try to make it great. Then you're to focus on that development.
If I were Tua, I would not be all that thrilled with my own social media department right about now. Imagine CBS tweeting a slow motion clip of me choking on my 11 o'clock almonds. Jim, spitting fire taste.
I'm biting. I'm nipping. I'm biting and I'm nipping.
Blocked by Holiday. He comes around with the ball. Highway Robberty.
I mean, I don't know how to put this other than to say that is some Highway Robberty.
Highway Robberty.
Hey, everybody at the car wash, gather around. I want to play something for you.
Surfing says.
Man, you are a one-trick pony, Kelly. Marquez, Valdez, Scantling.
And Buffalo, probably the two worst areas to... Bless me to
no, bless you, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because the Sixers, to a man, were all lying dead on the floor in an ocean of blood. Because my man Buckets went on an absolute killing spree last night.
Every time you're wrong, should you lose your job?
Mike North, why don't we go ahead and set the date right now so we can do this again?
Lock me in, man. I'm looking forward to it.
My man.
Small ball lineup. It's working with Big Bob Portis.
Had herpes before that fight, two outbreaks in the span of a week.
You get to do this.
Classic case of horse rage.
Hopefully, I'll see you on the 24th.
Yeah. I'm filing for bankruptcy. I can't eat.
Excuse my leg.
With right, a broken bone in his face.
Give him much respect anytime.
Sexy Mark Zuckerberg. Heat check.
Hey, what's poppin', Twitter?
Good night.
I was hoping that would never end. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Great job, Alvy. That was amazing. Huge Call is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. From the professional parts people that you know you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. My thanks to Malcolm Butler, Mike North, and the big head, James Kelly. Good job by the XR4TI. Everybody on the XR4TI stepped up huge this week. You have a great weekend. See you Monday. We're out.